Get ready to smile again with Radio's Home Folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade. It's brought to you by Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes. With their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear.
Well, Margaret, what's by you?
Well, to tell you the truth, Ed, I'm kind of mad.
Oh, now, Margaret, you're not going temperamental on us, are you?
Temperamental? Mm-mm. This is all temper, no mental.
Hmm.
I loaned my good Angora sweater to my young niece, and she's ruined it.
Oh? Accident?
No. She shrank that sweater by washing it the wrong way, with the wrong kind of soap. I told her to use Ivory Flakes. Why, Ed, if I've washed that sweater once, I've washed it a dozen times. Naturally, in Ivory Flakes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I loaned it to her, it still looked practically new.
Oh, it's too bad, Margaret. But it's a good example of why it pays to use only Ivory Flakes.
I should say. For everything you specially like, friends, why, Ivory Flakes care keeps things so pretty.
Up to twice as long.
Slips, blouses, housecoats. They'll give you up to twice the wear. Tell you another thing. If you wash your rayon stockings every night in Ivory Flakes, they'll fit so much better. You'll be pleased as punch.
And in strain tests that were made, rayons washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as stockings washed with the wrong kind of soap. Oh, there's no doubt about it. Gentle Ivory Flakes care pays.
That keeps things so lovely, friends. What keeps sweaters fluffy?
Housecoats bright.
Blouses soft.
Keeps them that way, up to twice as long. And don't think just because I'm a man.
Bragging again.
As I was saying, friends, don't think I don't know what I'm talking about. I saw wash test after wash test. Those tests prove that Ivory Flakes care keeps nice clothes knockout looking up to twice as long.
Yes, all sorts of things were washed over and over in Ivory Flakes, and they stayed bright as a dollar. Well, you could hardly tell them from brand new.
They look like a million. Believe me, friends, Ivory Flakes are mild.
Ivory mild and ivory pure.
With Ivory Flakes care, you'll get up to twice the wear. And now, back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Vic and young Russell. The gentlemen face each other across the library table, and a spirited game of rummy is in progress. Listen.
Don't bother drawing another card, old pal.
You win?
Handily. Cast your pretty eyes over these tickets.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that a handsome bouquet of pasteboards?
Quite a powerhouse.
Four jacks, three queens, three kings, all face cards.
I had something pretty good worked up here myself, Gov. The 3, 4, 5, and 6 of diamonds and the ace, deuce, and tray of clubs.
They're certainly no good now.
No, but if I could have snagged on to another 9 spot, I'd been sitting pretty.
If Napoleon had snagged on to the Battle of Waterloo, he'd have been sitting pretty.
Let's see, where are them other 2 9 spots? I'm going to shuffle through the deck and see.
Oh, come on, crank out the tickets.
I'm desirous of seeing how close I come to victory.
What's the percentage in smelling yesterday's roses? The game is over and I won it. Don't make any difference to posterity how close you come to victory.
Here we are. The 9 of spades is the 3rd card down. If you hadn't got that last jack, it would have been my play, and I would have drew the 7 of hearts. That wouldn't have done me any good, and I'd have discarded it. The next card would be the ace of diamonds, and you'd have threw it away. Okay, it's my turn again, and what would I draw? I'd draw the 9 of spades.
You win the game, huh?
I win the game.
Well, congratulations.
It sure came plenty close.
I'll say. Of course, I'm the victor, but who cares about that? It's more interesting to go through the cards and see what would have happened if I hadn't won the game.
The hand before last would I had the 8, 9... No, I had the 9, 10, and jack of clubs. Had 3, 5, and I had the deuce,
will
tray...
Will you crank out the tickets?
Okay.
One suspects one of being mentally deficient.
You figure I'm bats in the belfry, huh?
I wouldn't make such a bald statement as that. However, it's my private personal opinion.
Mom must be home.
Oh, I'm sure you're wrong. Yes, kiddo.
In the living room?
Sure.
What you doing?
Playing rummy with horseradish. You're going to deal or you're going to sit there with your teeth in your mouth?
I'm trying to remember what I had 2 games ago. Seems to be I got dealt 3 aces right off the bat and started saving 10s. Then I noticed you were picking
up 10s. What the heck difference does it make what you had 2 games ago? What you had 2 games ago is history. does the leopard count as spots?
What leopard?
Please, please, crank out the tickets the day Wayne's
leaving. You fellas can hold on. I've been on deck about an hour.
I've been in dock about 45 minutes. Gee, but I'm cute.
Anybody telephone?
Why, Homer Heck from Norman, Oklahoma, who don't even own the socks he wears on his feet, called about 5 minutes ago and said he was making up a batch of peanut brittle, and would you be...
I don't want jokes when I ask a question. Did anybody telephone?
No.
That's the information I want.
Now, I'll pout the rest of the day.
Did they start a new rummy game?
It'd be nice if we could start a new rummy game. However, your backward boy here refuses to crank out the tickets. He just sits in his chair with his feet in his shoes.
Well, look, wait a second before you start a new game. I want you to help me straighten out something.
What is it?
I got a sneaking notion that new clerk down in Croucher's cheated me.
Yeah?
I'm not positive, but I think so.
You shortchange it?
Well, that's what I don't know. See if you can help me get straightened around.
Okay.
He's an awful dumbhead anyway, that fella. I don't imagine he's dishonest or anything like that, but he's rattlebrained. You know him, Willie?
Sure.
What's his name? Gutty?
Guthrie. Guthrie Woolman.
Well, when I went in the store, he was the only one around. Not a single customer. It was just the two of us. And this... What's his name?
Guthrie.
This Guthrie was talking over the telephone to his girl. All kind of silly stuff. You do too like George Bear and me. What you mean I got cute hair? Who you trying to kid saying I couldn't raise a mustache? All such dumbness as that.
Yeah, that's Guthrie for you. He thinks he's awful smooth with the ladies.
Well, I had to stand there by the counter and listen to all that. And the worst of it was he took me in on it.
He done what, kiddo?
He took me in on his telephone foolishness.
How?
Well, he'd say some smart alecky thing to his girl and he'd wink at me.
Oh.
Yes, sir. He said to his girl, he said, if George thinks you're sweeter than molasses, he ought to go down to the roundhouse with the rest of the nuts. And he turned and looked at me and grinned and winked and carried on like a regular idiot. He winked at me just as much to say, ain't you and I got a fine joke on this person, though?
He must be a dandy.
Well, he's a lunatic. Imagine that, me, a customer, and having to stand there and wait while he fiddled around with the telephone.
So what'd you do?
I boiled.
I bet.
Finally, I dusted up and stuck in my oar. I says, will you kindly wait on me, please?
He hung up the receiver?
Yes, and mighty quick, too.
I bet Mom gave him the old snake eye.
I'll say I give him the old snake eye.
Then you got shortchanged, huh?
Well, I ain't sure whether I did or not. See, I was aggravated by all that telephone foolishness and kind of got myself mixed up.
Well.
See if you can help me get straightened out.
All right. How much money did you have to begin with? How much did you spend and how much did you bring home?
Well, that's what I'm not positive about.
You're not positive about how much money you brought home?
I'm not positive about any of it.
You don't know how much you had to begin with?
Not exactly, no.
You don't know how much you spent?
I know how much I spent, but I'm not sure. Well, it can all be figured out. Russell, give me your pencil.
Oh, I'll get you one out of the library table.
I'll tell you just what I've done, Vic, and you keep track.
Okay.
That crazy fella had his mind so cluttered up with girls, he didn't know half what he was doing.
Uh-huh. Well, shoot. You say you don't even know how much cash you had when you went in the grocery store.
Not exactly, no.
Well, at least you know how much you gave the fella.
Oh, sure.
How much did you give him?
I give him... let's see now. I give him... Let's see, how much did I give him?
A dollar bill?
No. No. Let me think back now.
Here's your pencil, Mom.
Lay it down. I give him 50 cents.
50 cents?
A quarter, three nickels, and a dime.
50 cents. And what'd you buy?
I bought a box of matches, a dozen of eggs, and a package of crackers.
What'd that all come to?
Eggs was 40 cents, matches was 5 cents, and crackers was 5 cents.
Well, you wasn't supposed to get any change. There's 50 cents right there.
No.
Well, sure. Eggs, 40, matches, and crackers each, a nickel adds up to an even half dollar. If you gave the guy a
but
half...
But I bought other things.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I got a dozen little frosted cookies, a fly swatter, a can of peas, and a head of cabbage.
And you only give the guy 50 cents?
I'll give him the 50 cents for the eggs and the matches and the crackers.
Well, didn't you give him anything for the cabbage?
Oh, you're all mixed up, Vic.
You're all mixed up.
Listen now, and I'll tell exactly what happened.
All right.
Take your pencil and write this down, son.
Okay.
There's paper there on the chair.
Yeah, I got paper.
Take all this down.
Yeah.
I met Miss Barberchoke on Kelsey Street this afternoon. We had a little chat there by the corner. She was on her way over to...
Hey, Mom, you're going too fast.
What?
You're saying it too fast. I can't keep
you're
up.
You're not writing that down.
Well, you told me to take down...
Oh,
every...
for goodness sakes.
Well, you told me
it's
to...
It's figures I want written down.
Okay. I'd have to point out...
Vic, I met Miss Barberchoke there on Kelsey Street, and she paid me 40 cents she owed me for her share of refreshments we had after the picture show a week ago.
Yeah.
No, I'm wrong. It was 35 cents she paid me. Still owes me a nickel.
Why any of that written down?
Write down 35 cents.
Okay.
Vic, this 35 cents she gave me was a quarter and two nickels.
Uh-huh.
Well, I knew I was going to buy eggs and matches and crackers, and I knew it had come to exactly 50 cents, so I took a nickel and a dime out of my purse and slipped them in my pocket.
Okay.
When I put the money in my pocket, I found I already had some money in there. 13 cents, a dime and three pennies.
Make 63 cents you had in your pocket.
Yeah, and left $2.87 in my purse.
Well, let's forget your purse and stick to the money that you had in your pocket.
Oh, can't stick to the money I had in my pocket because I had to open my purse when I bought the fly swatter and cabbage and stuff.
I got figures down here I don't even know what they mean.
See, Vic, I can't stick to the money in my pocket.
Well, just tell me what happened after you got in the grocery store.
I bought matches, eggs, and crackers and gave the fella 50 cents.
Fine. So far, you and the fella are even.
Yeah, so far we're even.
You got this 50 cents out of your pocket?
No, I got it out of my purse.
Well, you said you'd give him a quarter and three nickels.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I did get it out of my purse.
You mean your pocket?
Yeah, my pocket. I got the 50 cents out of my pocket. That left 13 cents in my pocket.
Well, we needn't concern ourselves about the 13 cents in your pocket.
Oh, yes,
because
we do. Because when I bought the fly swatter and the cabbage and the peas and the cookies, I needed some odd pennies, and I got those odd pennies out of my pocket.
I got every figure you mentioned wrote down here, Mom, but they don't mean nothing.
Vic, I got those odd pennies out of my pocket. The rest of the money I got out of my purse. See, what happened was, I thought I was only going to buy eggs and matches and crackers, but on the way out of the store, I decided to buy the fly swatter and the cabbage and the peas and... Say, wait a minute. Did I say I got that money out of my pocket?
What money?
The money for the groceries.
What groceries? You bought two separate sets of groceries and you paid cash.
Oh, I see.
Huh?
I see.
See what?
It's all right.
Is it?
Perfectly all right. I didn't get shortchanged. See here, I got 7 cents. Well.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.
Ed, don't you find often things aren't half as difficult as they look?
Oh, sure. A problem just seems hard sometimes until you find you can do something about it.
I know. You know, the other day I met a woman with a stocking problem. Her rayon stockings were always wrinkling around the ankles and bagging at the knees.
Well, that's an easy problem to fix.
And I fixed it. Or I should say, Ivory Flakes Care fixed it. You know, friends, if you wash your rayons in Ivory Flakes every night, they'll lose that baggy, wrinkled look. But they'll look trimmer, neat as a pin.
Neat on your pins.
Oh.
And stocking strain tests show this. They showed rayons washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as rayons washed with the wrong kind of soap.
Friends, Ivory Flakes are really mild. Ivory mild and ivory pure.
When your dealer's out of them, remember, it's only temporary. So keep trying.
Never wash nice things the wrong way. Your rayon dresses, slips, and house coats.
Always give them Ivory Flakes care. You'll get up to twice the wear. Again Monday, join in the fun with Vic and Sade. Same time, same station. This is Ed Herlihy.
And Margaret MacDonald.
Saying good day for Ivory Flakes.
Remember, every drop of used fat counts. Used fat saved today becomes ammunition medicinal supplies tomorrow. Save your used fats.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.